Listener Production.
Hey, it's Matt Layton with you. After 14 months of hearings, Bruce Lerman's defamation trial against Network 10 has failed. A federal court has found on the balance of probability that Lerman did rape Brittany Higgins in Parliament House in 2019. A criminal trial over the sexual assault failed to find a verdict due to juror misconduct. Journalist Lisa Wilkinson, who ran the interview, spoke outside court.
I sincerely hope that this judgment gives strength to women around the country.
In the wake of the horrific events at Westfield Bondi Junction, the New South Wales government has announced an $18 million inquiry. It will examine the police response, the actions of various agencies in contact with the suspect, and even his interactions with mental health services. Plans are also underway for a permanent memorial to honour the victims. Traffic in Melbourne came to a standstill today as hundreds of pro-Palestine demonstrators took to the streets. A dozen protesters were arrested near Boeing's office in Port Melbourne, some even chaining themselves to the road. The chaos spilled over to Collingwood, where another group blocked vehicles exiting the M3. Federal police have stopped a major shipment of cocaine disguised cleverly as gravel mix and drill bits. A 20-year-old Victorian man, believed to be part of a smuggling ring, has been charged and denied bail. And celebrity chef Ian Parmenter has passed away at the age of 79. He hosted the ABC cooking show Consuming Passions, recording 450 episodes, which aired in 19 countries. The Giants may be missing their star defender, Sam Taylor, but they found a new one in James Peatling. This 23-year-old stepped up, pulling off a game-saving intercept mark in the dying seconds against the Saints. Peatling says he's well aware he is a fringe player and needs to do more to cement his spot.
Yeah, he's sort of got to roll with the punches. Like, it's the industry that we're in, so you got to play the cards you get dealt. And some weeks you might be playing the VFL or the AFL or subs,